Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello. You know who you are. You're the word nerds. You're the best. Best people in the world, nerd. The first word for this episode is brim. B-R-I-M. First form. Noun from the 13th century. 1A1. An upper or outer margin. Synonym is verge. 1A2 is archaic. The upper surface of a body of water. 1B, the edge or rim of a hollow vessel, a natural depression, or a cavity. I don't have a glass next to me, but if I did, there would be a brim around the glass. Number 2, the projecting rim of a hat. It's a rim and a brim. Which is it? Pick one. Brimless is an adjective. So it's a hat with no rim or brim. Let's see. This is from the Middle High German Brem, B-R-E-M, which means edge. So that's that. Second form of brim is a verb from 1598. First is transitive. To fill to the brim. Seems like a weird verb. I'm brimming this glass of water. Now we have intransitive. 1, to be or become full, often to overflowing, as in eyes brimming with tears. Also, nose brimming with snot. 2, to reach or overflow a brim. Next is brimful, adjective from circa 1530, full to the brim, ready to overflow. Again, it can be water in a glass. It's a brimful of water. Your eyes can be full of tears, so you got a brimful of tears, or you could have a brimful of snot in your nose. Next is brimmed, B-R-I-M-M-E-D, adjective from 1606, having a brim of a specified nature, and that is used in combination, as in a wide-brimmed hat. I don't look good in hats. I don't have any of these. Next is brimmer, noun from 1650, a brimming cup or glass. Next is brimstone, noun from the 12th century, and we just have the synonym sulfur, S-U-L-F-U-R. It's what'd you call it? A chemical, an element, a molecule? It's something that smells. This is from Middle English, brinstone, with no E, probably from birnin, which means to burn, and stone, S-T-O-N, which means stone. So like a burning stone. Maybe when this was invented, when this word was made up, there were some rocks or stones that burned and made this sulfur smell. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Next is brinded, adjective from the 15th century. It is archaic, and we have the synonym brindled, B-R-I-N-D-L-E-D, which is coming up because our next word is brindle, and the one after that is brindled. Sorry, my eye is a little itchy, so let's fix that before we move on. So we have now brindle, noun from 1696. 1, a brindled color. Well, what is a brindled color? Well, maybe we'll learn in the next word. And then number 2, a brindled animal. Again, what is brindled? How can a color and an animal both be brindled? Let's find out. Brindled is, it could also just be brindle with no D. It is an adjective of from 1620. Having obscure dark streaks or flecks on a usually gray or tawny ground, as in a brindled cow. So that is how you can have a brindled animal. It has those colors, and then a brindled color has those colors. See, it was obvious. Next is brine, B-R-I-N-E, first form, noun from before the 12th century. 1A, water saturated or strongly impregnated with common salt. I think they would put stuff in brine to keep it to preserve it. 1B, a strong saline solution as of calcium chloride. 2, the water of a sea or salt lake. That is good for that. Second form of brine is it's a verb from 1552. It is transitive, to treat, as by steeping, with brine. So to treat with brine, and you can steep in it. You wouldn't steep your tea in brine, but that's usually where I hear the word steeping. It's with tea. And then briner is a noun. Next is Brinell hardness. B-R-I-N-E-L-L. That's a capital B, actually. Two words. Noun from 1915. The hardness of a metal or alloy measured by hydraulically pressing a hard ball under a standard load into the specimen. And they do that to figure out how hard it is. This is from Johann A. Brinell. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. Who was a Swedish engineer who died in 1925. So he was the one who figured this out, how to do this, and created this standard of Brinell hardness, which is the Brinell hardness number. That's our next word, or words. Noun from 1915, a number expressing Brinell hardness and denoting the load applied in testing in kilograms divided by the spherical area of indentation produced in the specimen in square millimeters, called also Brinell number. Which we are not going to read here because it's the same thing. So it's how much pressure is put onto the metal or alloy, and based on how, I guess it's how deep the sphere goes in millimeters. Next we have brine shrimp. Two words. Noun from 1836. Any of a genus of brachiopod crustaceans that can exist in strongly saline environments. So we just learned about brine. It's basically water with a lot of salt. So these are shrimp that live in this, which, you know, most creatures you'd think can't live in water with so much salt in it, but these guys can. By the way, if you're a young kid listening, do not drink salt water like the ocean. You know, if I please go ask your parents or research how much salt can be in a water in water that's safe to drink. I think I remember getting like I don't know if it was a cold sore or something, but you'd gargle with salt water to help heal something up, but you don't want to swallow it because it freaks out your body and you can get really sick and possibly die. So don't drink salt water. But the shrimp, they're fine. The genus name for this is Artemia. Just the once. I said it twice. It's just once. And here we go with our last word. There's got a bunch of definitions for it. It is the word bring, B-R-I-N-G. This is a verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive, 1A. To convey, lead, carry, or cause to come along with one toward the place from which the action is being regarded. Wow, that was highly confusing. Okay, 1B, to cause to be, act, or move in a special way, as 1B1, the synonym attract, as in her screams brought the neighbors. And of course, brought is the past tense form of the word bring. Then we have 1B2, synonyms are persuade and induce. 1B3, synonyms are force and compel. That was 1B3, I think. Now we have 1B4, to cause to come into a particular state or condition, as in bring water to a boil. And I have a little scratchy thing in my throat, so let me cough that out. 1 second. That was going to get super irritating. Next is 1C. This is a dialect form. It doesn't say where. Synonyms are escort and accompany. 1D, to bear as an attribute or characteristic, as in brings years of experience to the position. Number 2, to cause to exist or occur, as 2A, to be the occasion of, as in winter brings snow. Oftentimes, but not always. To be, to result in, as in the drug brought immediate relief. Well, that's very nice. To see, a synonym is institute, as in bring legal action. To D, synonym is adduce, A-D-D-U-C-E, adduce, as in bring an argument. Number three, synonym is prefer, as in bring charges. Okay. Number four, to procure in exchange, also sell for. We have one intransitive definition, which is chiefly Midland, and the synonyms are yield and produce. And then we have, let's see, bringer is a noun. And then we have some phrases, bunch of phrases. Bring forth. Number one, synonym is bear, as in brought forth fruit. Brought forth fruit. Number two, to give birth to. Synonym is produce. Number three, synonym again is adduce, as in bring forth persuasive arguments. Next phrase is bring forward. Number one, to produce to view. Synonym is introduce, as in brought new evidence forward. So bring forward was the phrase, and then they put a couple words in the middle of those words. Number two, to carry a total, or no, actually it's just to carry forward, and then an example is a total. So to carry a total forward. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but we are going to move on to the next phrase. Bring home, to make unmistakably clear. Bring home the argument, make it clear. Bring to account is our next phrase. Number one, to bring to book. Number two, synonym is reprimand. Next is bring to bear. That's our next phrase. To use with effect, as in bring pressure to bear. Next phrase, I told you there was a lot of phrases. Bring to book, which is funny because one of the definitions of a previous phrase was to bring to book. So this one means to compel to give an account. Next phrase, bring to light. Synonyms are disclose and reveal. Next phrase is bring to mind. Synonym is recall. It's kind of like remember. Next phrase, bring to terms. And the definition says to compel to agree, assent, or submit. And our last phrase is bring up the rear. And that means to come last or behind. So we had brim, brimful, brimmed, brimmer, brimstone, brinded, brindle, brindled, brine, Brinell hardness number, brine shrimp, and bring. I am going to pick Brinell hardness number because it is very scientific and it is a standard, which is great. I think we should use more of those around the world. And that's all I got to say. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.